sweet, pretty place you have of it here. Oh, there's Jim. Top of the morning to you, Jim. Doctor, here's my service. Why, there you are. All are together like a happy family, in a manner of speaking. If you have anything to say, my man, better say it, said the captain. Right you were, Captain Smollett, replied Silver. Well, now, you look here. That was a good trick of yours last night. I don't deny it. And I'll not deny either that some of my people was shook. Maybe all was shook. Maybe I was myself. Maybe that's why I'm here for terms. But you mark me, Captain. It won't happen twice. We'll have to do sentry and ease off a bit on the rum. I'll tell you I was sober, only tired, and if I'd awoke a second sooner, I'd have caught you in the act, I would. Well, says Captain Smollett, as cool as can be. All that Silver said was a riddle to him, but you never would have guessed it from his tone. As for me, I began to have an inkling. Ben Gunn's last words about widows came back to my mind. I began to suppose that he had paid the buccaneers a visit while they all lay drunk together round their fire, and I reckoned up with glee that we had only 14 enemies to deal with. Well, here it is, said Silver. We want that treasure, and we'll have it. That's our point. You would just as soon save your lives, I reckon, and that's yours. You have a chart, haven't you? That's as may be, replied the captain. Oh, well, you have, I know that, returned Long John. Now, I never meant you no harm myself. And he filled a pipe and lighted it, and the two men sat silently smoking for quite a while, now looking each other in the face, now stopping their tobacco, now leaning forward to spit. It was as good as a play to see them. Now, said Silver, here it is. You give us the chart to get the treasure, and stop shooting poor seamen. You do that, and we'll offer you a choice. Either you come aboard along of us, once the treasure's shipped, and then I promise to land you somewhere safe ashore. Or if that ain't to your fancy, then you can stay here. We'll divide stores with you, man for man, and I'll speak to the first ship I sight and send them here to pick you up. Now, you'll own that's a fair deal. Handsomer you couldn't look to get. And I hope, raising his voice, that all hands in this here blockhouse will hear my words, for what is spoke to one is spoke to all. Captain Smollett rose from his seat and knocked the ashes of his pipe in the palm of his left hand. Is that all? He asked. Every last word, answered John. Refuse that, and you've seen the last of me but musket balls. Very good, said the captain. Now you'll hear me. If you'll come up one by one, unarmed, I'll engage to take you all home in irons to a fair trial in England. If you won't, my name is Alexander Smollett. I've flown my sovereign's colors, and I'll see you all to Davy Jones. You can't find the treasure. You can't sail the ship. There's not a man among you fit to sail the ship. You can't fight us. Gray there got away from five of you. Your ship's in irons. You're on a lee shore, and so you'll find. I stand here and tell you so, and they're the last good words you'll get from me, for I'll put a bullet in your back when I next meet you. Now get out, my lad. Hand over hand and double quick. Silver's face was a picture. His eyes started in his head with wrath. He shook the fire out of his pipe. Give me a hand up, he cried. Not I, returned the captain. Who'll give me a hand up? He roared. Not a man among us moved. Growling the foulest imprecations, he crawled along the sand till he got hold of the porch and could hoist himself up again upon his crutch. Then he spat into the spring. There, he cried, that's what I think of you. Before an hour's out, I'll stove in your old blockhouse like a rum puncheon. Before an hour's out, you'll laugh upon the other side. Them that die will be the lucky ones. And with a dreadful oath he stumbled off, plowed down the sand, was helped across the stockade, after four or five failures, by the man with the flag of truce, and disappeared in an instant afterward among the trees.